Here's a thought I'll title, My Asset Library. The other day I was talking with a friend, and just in the normal course of conversation, without even thinking about it, instead of referring to my Lightroom catalog, I accidentally said, My Asset Library. I love that term. It's exactly how I feel about it. My Lightroom catalog is not a card index of all the images I've made, although it is that to some degree. That is to say, it's a way to find things. But really, the more creative way to think about your Lightroom catalog is that it is your asset library. So when you're working on a project or you're thinking about, maybe an exhibition or a book or a PDF or whatever, it's your asset library that contains all the potential tools that you might be able to use, potential images. So the idea being that building up a volumetric asset library is really advantageous. The other side of the coin, however, is that if you can't find what you're looking for, it's like searching through every single card in the card catalog in order to find an image. That's sort of dumb. So your asset library has to be organized in a way that allows you to find things. And if you can't find things, then it's not really an asset library, it's a chaos. So your Lightroom catalog is not so much a catalog as it is a place where you go to find answers, to find images, to find ideas, to find the core of your creative life. And with that attitude about what your Lightroom catalog is doing, it sort of changes your relationship to it and might change the way you think about organizing all of those assets so that they're easier to find.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.